This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kyle May joins us for Ride and Run. What has this week been like for you? It's got to be, I mean, the world's upside down to begin with, and then you're going in and not doing what you've been doing for almost 30 years.
Yeah, thanks for getting me on. I got to sleep in this morning, so that was nice. I'm selling the bike shop today. So after, two-thirds of my life of working in a bike shop and owning Spin City for 18 years, we're winding it down and transferring ownership today, and the guy's moving in the same building, so it's going to, for the customer, is going to be pretty much the same experience, or better, probably. We're working on that today.
All right, so and clearly we're going to adjust this segment. All of this is kind of new to everybody, but is it sort of like an amicable divorce, you know, where you got like the stepkid next door and you're trying to figure out how the whole extended family works now?
A little bit. It's going really well. I'm motivated to move on and focus on Fleet Feet and have one more than full-time job instead of two. And Cole's motivated to take it over and then keep doing a good job. He's been a good customer for a long time and a friend. And moving from corporate America to owning his own small business, which fortunately, you know, active lifestyle, getting outside, enjoying nature and getting away from people, cycling and running has been pretty beneficial for us. So it sounds really weird doing that right now, but it's not been a horrible year. It's been a challenge getting product.
Of course, and I couldn't be happier. There's no guilt involved in doing well, and I think not only is it because of the pandemic that people are going outside, it's better for our community health that people get outside and do that stuff. I think what you guys do, beyond being a retail business owner, is a public service to making our community healthier. And let's find out exactly how people can do this. Now, I know Tier 3 mitigations are taking place on Friday, but now that you've moved the bike shop to the other side, your 25% capacity thing is going to give you plenty of room, right?
Yeah. We're having our Black Friday Small Business Saturday sale, which I feel a little guilty advertising a sale right now with everything going on, but retail is still able to be open, and yeah, moving a bike shop out of your retail space frees up a lot more room. So some of our events would get really busy, but a normal day-to-day operation, we do not have a ton of people in here at one time. We have everything marked off on the floor, 6 foot apart. We are requiring people to wear masks now, and all our staff too. So we're doing this all part on trying to keep everybody spread out, and having much more room is going to help with that. So Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, it's next weekend already. So we're spreading the sale out for an entire week. So we don't have very many people in at one time, and we got some good deals going on. We're doing free socks with shoes that are $100 or more. We got some great apparel in, and more people are asking for apparel to go run outside all winter instead of some other options that they normally did. So we got 20% off apparel, 20% off UFO sandals and slides, 10% off accessories, buy three, get one free on socks. Some Garmins are on sale, and some of the Aftershocks headphones are on sale too. And then the coolest thing, every $200 you spend, which really, I mean, if you buy shoes, insoles, socks, we have these really nice rewards. We got some new hats in with the Fleet Feet logo. We got one that's all blacked out that looks pretty cool. And then we got a coffee mug with the Fleet Feet and a beanie, like a logo palm beanie. So we got those for gifts if you spend enough too.
I'm drinking from my Fleet Feet coffee mug right now.
I can see that.
So here's the deal. Folks can go to, and you have a, did you go to ffdecatur.com as well? So the shorter domain, I love that.
Yeah, I got tired of typing the long one. So, yeah, I changed it up. It's all about making it easier for me, right? So
yes.
ffdecatur.com, you can book an appointment there. So we are open 10 to 5 through the week and 10 to 4 on Saturday. And then we have curbside pickup. We did a fair amount of it whenever we were closed. But I think it's going to start coming back on again. So if you look at product through ffdecatur.com, it'll show if we have it in stock or not. And there's like a little buy and pickup button. And we can schedule a time and run it out to you if you want to do that too.
All right. What's this wish list thing that was Heather's idea?
Yeah, so she came up with a Google Doc. So if you have some things that you're wanting for the holidays, you can fill out a wish list with some of your shoe sizes and styles that you like. There's even things for clothing and what colors you like. So we can use that to help pick out a personalized gift for somebody for the holidays. There's a link to it, I think, on our Facebook page, and then I'll make sure we get one on the website here soon.
All right. Folks, I will tell you, I've been to Fleet Feet a number of times over the last few months, and they're completely operating in a way that you feel very safe. The appointment thing is so easy to do online. Then somebody's just literally there waiting for you at that time. Or if you're more comfortable just, you know, pulling into the parking lot and picking up your order, gift cards go a long way. I like the wish list because my mom doesn't want to buy gift cards, right? You know, she's one of those, you know, that generation that feels like that's an impersonal gift. So the ability to go in and do create your own wish list and just pick out the items that you're really fond of, that's a great idea for folks.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good idea. We actually shared, partnered with Fleet Feet Davenport, and they came up with the list together. So it's one of those cool things about having the Fleet Feet stores is they kind of brainstorm on some of those ideas. So yeah, you can fill that out, and we can help narrow it down. I wanted to mention on the bike shop side, the city is partnered with a company to do a planning for a bicycle routes and stuff around town. And they're having some public meetings on this Thursday. They have one at noon and one at 6 p.m. And taking some input from people in the community about bike paths and running paths and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting. I've talked to those people a little bit already, and sounds promising. I just posted a link to it on our Facebook page. Oh, I'm sorry, on Spin City's Facebook page, they posted a link, so you can find it on there.
Fantastic stuff, Kyle. We really appreciate it. What are the hours again for Fleet Feet if people want to make an appointment? 10 to 5 through the week, 10 to 4 on Saturday, correct?
Bingo, yeah. And if you go to ffdecatur.com, right in the middle, there's a make an appointment button. With a lot more room in here, we feel pretty comfortable. Even if we need to move people to the side to wait to get fit, we can do that too. So, yeah, trying to do everything we can to stick with the new rules. And, we're preaching getting out, being active, staying healthy. That's the main thing right now. So we can help with that.
All right, next weekend's your virtual ugly sweater run as well, right?
Yeah, there's I don't see the virtual events easing up in any particular time right now. I think you can still sign up. And so with that, I think it's like $20. You run a 5K over the course of next weekend. I think we did like a custom, we didn't go quite ugly sweater on the beanie. We did it to where you could like wear it year round. It looks pretty nice. So you get a beanie that's included with the registration, take a picture of yourself running, in your ugly sweater, and, trying to just, you know, get people active again without having the big groups. I mean, normally we're doing our big ugly sweater run, and I make pancakes afterwards and stuff. But everything's a little different this year, so we're doing what we can.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know a lot of people do, and it gives people some purpose and the ability to still do things, and we appreciate you. Kyle, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.